My name is Devin Ash, and I take photographs for indie media.
All right. Can you tell me first, before we get to the details, the circumstances in which the incident happened?
Well, it was around 5 o'clock, and the protest had started to become more broken up and less organized. And the group with I guess they were. I don't know which group it was. There was a large group of people advancing and retreating with the police. And at one point, the police turned and ran, and the crowd became very excited and chased the police down a side street. And some of them caught up with the police, and one protester got close enough to a police vehicle.
How close?
He was probably a few feet from it, sort of attacking the vehicle. And the officer in the vehicle opened fire with his handgun. I'm not exactly sure how many shots were fired. I don't remember it.
But you saw it was shots from a handgun and not with a tear gas.
Yeah, I could clearly see from where I was. I was probably 15 feet away from them, maybe a little bit more, and I could clearly see the end of the handgun through the rear window of the police vehicle, which was broken. And the gun went off maybe 3 or 4 times. No, I'm not exactly sure about that. And I'm fairly certain that the protester was hit in the head and collapsed right behind the vehicle. And then, as the officer in the vehicle tried to flee the scene, he backed over the protester. So then the protester was between the front and the rear tires of the vehicle. And then he put it into forward and drove over him a second time. So he was laying in the. I'm referring to him as a male, and it hasn't been verified. And it's possible still that it's a female victim. So that needs to be clarified. But the victim was then laying in the street with a stream of blood gushing out of their head, maybe at least a foot coming out, at least a foot from their head, and some protesters who were in the same street rushed over, and the first man to get there felt for a pulse and shouted for a medic, and a few seconds later he was hit. I think in the legs by a tear gas canister. The police were trying to keep people away from the victim, it seemed like to me. So he retreated and ran back, and some other people came forward and then retreated, and the police advanced and sort of stepped over the body to push forward the other people in the area. And there were a lot of policemen sort of like in very chaotic circumstances getting hit with rocks and running around, so they really lost control of the situation, and that's when I decided to get my ass out of there.
Did only one person get hit by those live bullets?
As far as I know, I didn't see anybody else get hit with them. He was shooting so directly at the person who was hit that I can't imagine that. I mean, unless there was somebody standing right behind him. He was, from where I was, it looked like he was shooting directly at him in order to kill him. And that was what I saw happen.
Is there any way the policeman could have feel really threatened for his life and that it might maybe be called self-defense?
Yeah, like if he couldn't find the keys to the car, or if, he couldn't get out of the vehicle. I mean, I'm sure that, the environment on the street at that time was very chaotic and very violent. So I'm sure that he was scared. I think I'm sure that they'll try to say that it was in self-defense. I mean, the protester was approaching the vehicle in a violent manner. I mean, for sure. So
With arms, weapons?
I can't remember it clearly. Most likely.
Okay, thanks.